Good morning. I'm here to present preliminary data on state public health finance from ASTO's 2010 profile survey. ASTO is the Association of State and Territorial Public Health Officials, and ASTO's members include health officials from the 50 states, DC, and the 10 US territories. ASTO's staff works with members to formulate and influence sound public health policy and to assure excellence in state and territorial-based public health practice. Before I start, I just have to tell you that I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. In recent years, ASTO has dramatically increased its survey research capacity through the generous support of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In 2007, ASTO administered the first profile survey, which was at the time the most comprehensive survey on public health agencies. Since then, ASTO has conducted a number of smaller surveys on a wide range of subjects, including the impact of budget cuts on state public health agencies, the use of funding formulas, as well as recent federal funding opportunities for public health. In 2010, ASTO launched a new and improved profile survey, and I have a long list of people to thank for their contributions, starting with our funders for their continued support, as well as ASTO's leadership, including Paul Jarrus, our executive director, Jim Pearsall, chief program officer for performance, and Katie Sellers, senior director of survey research and evaluation. I'd also like to thank our members who participated on our survey advisory board and their staff who work in the areas of finance, performance improvement, human resources, and information systems for their support in developing the survey questions, but for also completing the survey. And last but not least, Ann Harnish is a former assistant director and interim state health official from Ohio, who was instrumental in helping us develop this new fiscal module. And Nikki Loharn is our current data management consultant. The 2010 survey is the second survey in a longitudinal series about state and territorial health agency structure, function, and capacity that provides core data for ongoing public health systems research and a source for tracking state and territorial public health performance and best practices. In addition, the data from this survey will help to orient new health officials and support them throughout their tenure, help us respond to lawmakers' questions in the context of health reform, and advocate for a stronger public health system. The 2010 survey is very comprehensive. It includes 9 separate modules and over 150 questions, capturing data on agency activities, structure, governance, and priorities, as well as several revised sections, including planning and quality improvement, health information exchange, workforce, and health official authority qualifications and salary. But for the purposes of this presentation, I'll be focusing on ASTO's efforts to develop a new fiscal module, and I will report on some of the preliminary data from that section. One of the biggest challenges ASTO faced was determining how to collect comparable state and territorial fiscal data. We learned from ASTO's original 2010 profile data that the state fiscal data collected were not comparable. And this was because the areas of authority varied so widely from state to state. Because each state defined public health differently, different programs were included in the figures reported by the states in 2007. So I'll give you one example. Some state health agencies reported funding related to Medicaid and Medicare coverage of the state's eligible population. And we sort of refer to this as big CMS. This was a problem because the vast majority of state health agencies do not handle Medicaid for their state. So when we looked at the data, it appeared that a few states have reported very inflated Medicaid and Medicare funding for that category. So, in other words, it was impossible to compare the data from state to state. ASTO developed a new fiscal module for the 2010 survey to address these issues. This year, we asked respondents to report on only public health expenditures and revenue. This meant excluding the sort of big CMS, but including what we refer to as the little CMS, which includes smaller reimbursements and other payments a state health agency may receive from Medicaid and Medicare for things such as nursing home inspections, lead testing, and immunization outreach. But before we actually created the new module, we tried to gather state health data via an internet search. And what we learned is that not all public health agencies make fiscal data available online, or not in a way that's easily comparable from state to state. And incidentally, TIFA, this is the way TIFA gathers public health expenditure data, but really it doesn't give a realistic picture of how states compare from one to another. ASTO's first step to collecting comparable fiscal data was to convene the experts. In May 2009, ASTO held the first state health agency fiscal officers work group for the purposes of developing a more robust fiscal component to the ASTO 2010 profile survey. It was intended to capture valid and reliable national data on public health funding and expenditures. The meeting was facilitated by ASTO's own Jim Pearsall, and it was attended by 31 representatives from 26 states and 3 territories. During the meeting, the fiscal officers provided advice to us on funding and expenditure categories, as well as time periods to be reported and analysis that should be done. There were 2 documents that we distributed at the meeting, which help the participants to begin to organize and define the categories of revenue and expenditure. They include the 2002-2003 state health expenditure report that was funded by the Milbank Memorial Fund. It is considered the most comprehensive study on the subject, and it includes actual health care expenditures for all state agencies. So we were fortunate to have RV Smith, who's the deputy state health officer from North Dakota, present to share some of the challenges and lessons learned from her experience working on the report. And the second document was a document from Ohio State Health Department, and it detailed their efforts to group and define the state's public health activities by the 10 essential services. The next step was for ASTO to draft a list of categories and expenditures, categories for expenditures and revenues, and we discussed this with a much smaller group of fiscal officers during a call in July 2009. By September 2009, ASTO had developed a draft fiscal module, and that was pilot tested by 8 volunteers from the states. The participation and feedback from the fiscal officers was truly invaluable to the development of this new fiscal module. And there's one handout, I don't know if you all got one, but I handed out the actual final module. So if you did receive one, you'll be able to see how detailed we were in terms of the instructions and what we asked people to exclude and include. And you'll also be able to see the definitions for the categories of funding and expenditures. So ASTO surveyed its membership using a customized online survey system that was developed by PCE Systems in coordination with our data harmonization partners, NACHO, NALBO, and the University of Kentucky. An email was sent to health officials on the 19th of April requesting their participation and providing them with a link to the online survey. Follow-up emails and calls were made as needed. The ASTO 2010 profile survey was sent to all 59 ASTO member agencies, and currently there are 4 states who are working to complete that survey. So therefore, the current response rate is 83%, but for the fiscal module, it's just slightly lower at 81%. And before I share the results with you, I just want to state again that this is really preliminary data. We expect this information to change as we get additional responses, and we also excluded the data from the territories as well as some additional states, and I'll share that information with you during the limitations. Okay, I just realized I have 5 minutes. We're gonna have to fly through this. So these results show you the proportion of funding states received in 08 and 09 by sources of funding. And as you can see, there's not much difference between the two fiscal years. The largest source of funding is federal funds at 46% in 08, 43% in 09. The second largest funding is from state general funds at 22% in 08 and 25% in 09. And the third largest source is from other state territory funds at 17%. And the remaining were all under 10%. The pie chart illustrates proportion of expenditures on public health activities in fiscal 08. The largest category of spending was on WIC at 24%. The second largest was at 23% was spent on improving consumer health, and this includes clinical services. 13 was spent on infectious disease, 9%, chronic disease, 6% dedicated to quality of health services, and 5% each was spent on environmental protection, all hazards preparedness, and other. I would like to also mention that the 10 essential services cut across many of these categories listed here, for instance, surveillance. During the 2009 meeting, the CFOs advised us not to organize categories by expenditure by the essential services because it would be impossible to report it in this way. And we also learned that the folks who worked on the Milbank report came to the same conclusion. So this pie chart shows the proportions of expenditures for 09, and I won't go into detail here because it's nearly the same as 08. For fiscal year 09, the minimum total expenditures reported were $52.9 million, and the maximum was $2.8 billion. Our per capita analysis indicates that the average state spends $87.68 per person. There are a few limitations I'd just like to point out. The first is that it's preliminary data and the information will change. The second is that two states that reported data did not provide us with financial information. Also, not all states are working on the same fiscal year as asked in the 2010 survey, but really this is a very minor limitation because most respondents were able to report the data as we requested. In addition, two states reported that they could not report expenditures by the exact categories requested. And lastly, it seems that about five states reported funding and expenditures related to the big CMS that I mentioned before. So we plan to follow up with these folks and hopefully gain some comparable data. In closing, this survey documents the economic environment of state and territorial health agencies prior to the recent fiscal crisis and the H1N1 pandemic, serving as a baseline for future studies to examine the impact of federal stimulus and H1N1 funding for public health. Furthermore, ASTO's coordinated approach to survey design and data harmonization with NACHO and ALBO will allow for more comparable data and a more complete view of the public health system as a whole. Thank you, and I look forward to your questions after the other presentations.